Alejandro Letoc, spokesperson in the office of Eastern Equatoria State Governor Luis Lobong Lejore, says the deputy governor's car being used by a South Sudanese American who was returning to Torit from visiting his family in the Lopit area was ambushed in Haforeire village Thursday night.
They were stopped by some armed group of Monyomi, the youth, and they looted this vehicle. And then after taking everything that belongs to these people, then they told these people, you get into your car and go to Torit. But in the process of the driver trying to now continue with the journey, they started firing, shooting at the vehicle, and they shot one person dead. And then the car now, because the driver was also shot in the head.
Letoc says four people were injured when the car overturned. He says the four injured people are being treated at Torit Hospital. He says a child and a mother are missing and that the locals are searching for the missing in the bush. Letoc says it was by luck that a few minutes after the attack, the deputy governor's convoy arrived at the scene when it was on its way to Kapoeta for a peace mission. He says the guards fired at the unidentified attackers who had not yet left the scene, then ran into a nearby village. Letoc says the office of the governor has written a letter to the chiefs and youth leaders in Haforeire village asking them to hand over the culprit, saying they must be known.
We know that in the state here, every village, there are elders, there is a chief, and there are youth leaders there. And when criminals do their attacks, always, it must always be known. And so we believe that the criminals who did this attack are known, and the chiefs and the youth leaders and the youth in that area should actually produce these people and hand over to the government. And if they don't do that, I think the government will have to launch an operation to those areas to go and ask them, why doing this? Why doing criminal activities every day, destabilizing the security of the state?
Letoc says the government's approach is that if any attack happens in a specific village or area, that whole village will be held responsible for the incident. He says government forces will move into the village and round up all villages to produce the culprits. Letoc says state officials may decide to carry out a massive, forceful disarmament because people have ignored peaceful disarmament campaigns.
Politicians from Eastern Equatoria should go to their villages and talk to the youth in their villages about the importance of peace, stability, and peaceful coexistence with their neighbors. But if politicians are staying in Juba, staying in Torit, and they allow the members of their villages and their constituencies to kill people who are traveling on the road.
In March, Eastern Equatoria State Governor Luis Lobong Lejore survived an attack on his convoy by gunmen in Budi County. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.